You're listening to Everlasting Development, hosted by Frank Jorquez.
So if you're looking for personal and professional development, you're about to get insights from successful people who know what personal and professional development is all about. Welcome to Everlasting Development, hosted by Frank Jorquez.
Hey, John, thanks so much for jumping on today's episode of Everlasting Development. I'm super excited to hear what you have to say. I mean, just from looking at some of your background, I mean, you had a BDR experience at Salesforce. You moved in the role with an AE, did some enterprise sales, Oracle AE, some big name brands there. And, you know, through that process, you know, definitely had to do some development and personally and professionally. So we'd love to open up the floor just to allow yourself to introduce yourself to the audience and give people a sense of who you are.
Absolutely. Frank, thank you so much for having me here today. I've been really looking forward to joining you on this podcast and this journey that you're on with your podcast channel. So I'm currently the commercial director for outbound sales. And as you mentioned, I've had an interesting career journey. Started to go off as a BDR with Salesforce.com. Moved across, worked for a couple of years as a CRM consultant, then joined the CX applications team for Oracle. So worked for kind of mid-market and enterprise as an account executive there. So about 2.5 years there, and then joined outbound for commercial director. So building out the customer facing roles, putting a bit of a shape on the sales process, the marketing process, and building out the sales team and structure. So yeah, it's been quite a ride, but we're enjoying the new chapter and enjoying the new adventures and the mix of learnings that comes from being in a startup versus being in a corporate enterprise.
Yes, I definitely like that background. And I think when we first connected, you know, I let you know I was very impressed with, you know, your experience and growth from the different organizations. And I'm curious, you know, kind of hear your thoughts on, you know, this topic of the importance of why is it important to focus on personal development? And do you think that relates to professional development as well? And how so?
So I think it's hard to separate personal development from professional development. But I do think the most valuable advice that I ever got with regard to this was know thyself. So I think you should know and acknowledge your weaknesses and make every effort to actually develop in those areas, not to become a master, but simply just to round out your professional competencies. So at the early stage of your career, two of the most important areas for personal development I've found are 1, your business acumen, and 2, your emotional intelligence. These are the 2 main things that top employers are actually looking for in candidates right now. So by focusing your personal and professional development on these 2 core facets, you can actually help to set yourself apart from your peers.
Beautifully said. And John, something that you mentioned just now stuck out to me. Mm-hmm. You mentioned it's an early decision in one's career to invest in that. So at what point in your life did you realize personal and professional development was important to you?
That's a great question, actually. So I started my career at Salesforce, as you mentioned, and they invest heavily in culture and training. And I had a really supportive manager throughout. And she learned that I had a personality trait known as contrarian, which basically meant that even if there was an easier way to do something and to get specific results, I still needed to figure it out for myself. And I benefited greatly from, I don't know, are you familiar with John Barrows and his Basho training, then also Sandler training and all the customer-facing meetings I was exposed to as well. And then I left Salesforce as a CRM consultant, and I quickly realized that the education and the training had plateaued, right? So I was coming into these businesses being the knowledge holder, and I quickly realized, well, hang on, if I'm not investing in my own training and my own knowledge, then I'm going to plateau very quickly. And I had, up until that point, I'd taken it for granted because I was part of an organization that invested so heavily in it. And that was, I think, my personal turning point where I started to take responsibility for it myself.
I definitely like that. And, you know, it's always good to hear when a company such as Salesforce invests heavily in their employees. And I think some of my best learning has come directly from the companies investing in my personal and professional development. And even touching on, you know, John Burroughs, I definitely am familiar with his content and, you know, follow a lot of it. And that's, you know, kind of a resource that I would say, you know, folks can use to take advantage and kind of build their own skills. What would you say are some other resources that maybe you've used in the past that others can kind of look into to kind of develop themselves in both personally and professionally?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's probably worth flagging there that the importance of being able to separate actual sales trainers versus social brand ambassadors and social influencers, because there's quite a muddy water out there at the moment. And I'm not going to flag who is on one side of which fence, but definitely it's important to try to figure that out for yourself and make sure you're investing with the right sales trainers. And I would definitely put, I still invest heavily in John Burroughs. I still do all of his online training. And I think that humility is a big part of that, that you're kind of never really finished learning. And all of his training is very much on point. Anyway, that's enough of the John Burroughs plug, but I'm a personal fan of his training, so I rate it highly. So I guess as you navigate your career, you're going to find yourself working for large companies who invest heavily in employee training and education. And basically my main advice is just take full advantage of all of that. That's going to kind of give you the strongest foundation for your own success. And the second thing is just to stay humble, and you can always learn more. So just try to, like I said, filter out that noise and try to find the right courses, the right trainings. I mean, you can obviously buy plenty of books, audiobooks, that kind of thing. But I also think there's plenty of online training courses you can do. But I guess what I'd be saying is you've got to pick your own personal budget. You know, are you willing to commit? Like, is it $100 a month? Is it $200 a month? Is it $3,000 for the year? Like what is it? And that's a personal decision. But I do think it is something that everyone should take a decision around and just kind of commit to. Like me, myself, I'm part of a sales mastermind Slack channel, and we have a weekly get together online, and we're all kind of sales leaders, and we all share our own winnings and our lessons and our challenges. We ask for help within the group, and we share ideas and best practices and what's working and what's not. So that's been really beneficial for me. And obviously I've got, you know, the various books, I've got mentors, I've got a strong network that I listen to. But I think formal training really does jump up ahead of all of that. And getting to networking events, you know, I think being face to face with companies and actually having FaceTime on the ground, the bigger the company, the more you're going to learn from them. Take executives out for lunch. You know, some of my best learnings came from just meeting senior executives for lunch and just having an hour of their time in a nice restaurant. And, you know, there's no distractions. You're not rushed. That's when you're going to find them to be the most open with you. So,
yeah,
I think that's probably the best way to put it. It's a mix of all of the above.
Yeah, and I definitely, that resonates with me as well, just in terms of, you know, networking and just putting yourself out there. I mean, you and I wouldn't be having this conversation right now if I didn't, you know, take up the courage to say, you know what, I'm going to reach out and see if, you know, John would be interested in having a conversation. And, you know, to my fortune, you know, you were. So definitely,
you're very good.
Definitely appreciate that. And I definitely know, you know, with remote environments, people are even busier nowadays. So until we get back to the world or where we can take people out to lunch again, you know, I might have to take you up on that offer.
I'm always happy to grab lunch.
Definitely. So John, for people, you know, early in the stages of wanting to develop themselves, what advice would you give someone just barely getting started? Maybe they don't have the funds necessary to invest in the mastermind class, but they really want to get their foot in the door and, you know, take the step forward. What advice would you give someone just trying to get started?
That's a great question. I think if you're lucky enough and you can try to get into a big enough company that can really invest in you and in your training. I think that's the strongest foundation that anyone can have in their sales career. And it doesn't have to be the sales forces of the world, but certainly the kind of company that genuinely does invest. And that would always be my first question now. And my recommendation to anyone who is interviewing for sales roles or any business development, sales development type role, is to ask that question. Like, what does that look like? And not just the product onboarding, but in terms of industry training, industry know-how, sales technology, sales training, sales best practices, methodologies, you name it. Because the thing is, there's so much noise out there and there's so much content out there around it that self-learning can be very, very difficult. So I think if you can start your career in a company that structures that training for you and can build that best practice for you, then I think that's probably the best leg up that you're going to get in your sales career.
That's beautifully said and solid, rock solid advice. I feel and believe there's just tons of, like you say, noise in regard to personal and professional development. But if there is one last thing or one final thought that you would leave this audience in regards to personal professional development, what is it that you want to leave us with? And, you know, where can people find you?
Thank you very much. Yeah. So I guess what I've always struggled with was focus personally and time management. Those are two of my biggest challenges. And as a sales professional, you have to be structured. You have to be organized. You have to be systematic. People will tell you that sales is an art. It's not an art. It's completely a science. It's a process, and you have to be regimented in that process. No scientific breakthrough was ever made through through accidents. You know, there's a method. There may be accidental steps in that method, but essentially there's a process behind that method, and sales is the exact same. So for me, getting a structured training plan going in my physical activity really, really helped me, because it structured my day and it structured my week. So whether that's cycling training, whether that's running training, whether that's gym training, but having a structure to your week really will help you to overall structure your week, and then therefore give you that structured mindset. And I think overall that will benefit your sales efforts and your mindset of getting organized, having a plan and sticking to that plan.
Amazing, John. So where can people find you?
So we are Outbound, and our URL is outboundsales.io. And I'm always happy to connect with any sales professional looking to grow their own career or looking to learn about sales intelligence.
Well, folks, there you have it. You heard it from the man himself, John Wade, director over at Outbound Sales.
You've been listening to Everlasting Development, taking personal and professional development to the next level. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from this podcast, and we hope that you've enjoyed listening to successful people who know what personal and professional development is all about. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, hit us up on Instagram and Facebook at Everlasting Development. Till next time.